You see it in the tabloids, celebrities spending the holidays with their ex-husbands and ex-wives. In reality, while no one has good numbers, most experts say divorced families who celebrate together are rare. The more common story is dividing the holidays between different families. But both take a lot of hard work, NPR's Margot Adler reports.
Remember Tolstoy's famous quote, "All happy families resemble one another. Every unhappy family is unhappy in its own way." Anne Taylor Fleming is a journalist and fiction writer who for more than 30 years has celebrated the holidays with a huge blended family. She says it's really the reverse. All happy families are different. Each Christmas in Los Angeles, she gathers with parents, step-parents, children, stepchildren, 8-step-grandchildren. It all began when she was a young woman about to marry a man with 4 young boys. But the tone for the holidays was set by her father.
The very first Christmas, I was like 19 years old, and I had 4 little tow-headed blonde about to be stepchildren, and my father said, "Bring everybody. That's how we're going to do it." And that's how we have always done it.
It was a model that her own parents had fostered when they divorced in the 1950s.
My parents divorced very well. My husband and his ex-wife divorced well. My brother-in-law and my sister divorced well. And what I mean by that is they always put the kids ahead of themselves.
She describes her family Christmases as huge, at least 20 people around the Christmas Eve and Christmas Day dinner table, presents all over the place. And while there were glitches and angers and back-channel negotiations, she says,
in the center place, around the table, around the tree, people understood that you behave well. You work at it. You put your ego aside. You put your bruises aside. You know, you act like an adult. You keep your eye on the big deal. And the big deal is always children and their bruised hearts and their needs.
People who work with divorced families say these kinds of celebrations are not common and sometimes can be confusing for kids. Sandy Ain is a divorce lawyer in the Washington, D.C. area. He describes a more common scenario.
Most families find a way to comfortably divide the time so that the children can spend really good time with each parent without feeling conflicted about it.
But the ones who do it best, he says, are the ones who subordinate their own needs to those of their children. Chris and Molly Carey are preparing for the holidays at their house in suburban Maryland. They have 4 children from 3 different marriages. Chris Carey.
We have Andrew, who sort of came the regular way. We have Kelly, who came the regular way through Molly. Then we have Nick, who is originally Ukrainian by birth. And we have Sarah, who is originally Russian by birth. And the amount of shared DNA at our table is not a whole lot.
The Careys emphasize respect, never talking against a parent in front of a child, and being strict about boundaries.
We're not all sitting happily around the Christmas tree together with the ex-wives and ex-husbands opening presents. But what we are doing is working cooperatively with the ex-wives and ex-husbands to try to make sure that they can observe their traditions and their traditions are respected. But they're not our traditions.
Kelly will go to Mass with her father, but she'll come back here about 7 for our Christmas dinner. And then the next morning we'll all open gifts, but as soon as we get them open, then they'll go see their parents and open their gifts with them.
In this family, the exes only get together to celebrate a child's achievement, like a graduation. Otherwise, the families keep very separate. Rules are clear. There's a lot of negotiation and compromise and trading. On a wall filled with family pictures, there are Chris and Molly and their children. The exes are not on the wall. In contrast, Anne Fleming says her family has no formal rules. But as Bethesda divorce lawyer Lynn Delaney puts it, it's not the rules, it's the tone that counts.
The difference is, hey, your mom and your stepdad are coming, you know, and we're really excited, it's really great, get your, you know, make sure you get your nice dress so that you can go have a good time at that dinner, or, oh, they're coming. Don't you wear that Christmas dress, that's my Christmas dress. You bought it here, it stays here, go up and change, they'll be here at 3 o'clock. Same rule. They're not really saying anything bad. It's just a tone. There's just underlying hostility, and that kids know the difference.
And Delaney says although children's needs and parents' needs are often irreconcilable in divorce, parents are often able to put their children first.
If you have been betrayed in your marriage and you are devastated, but your spouse has somehow managed to be a good parent, you've got to support that parent-child relationship despite the devastation that's happening to you on the most primitive, instinctive level, that's a hard charge. I mean, that's tough. But people get through it. There are real victories to be had here. Holidays can be wonderful. They're just different.
In the end, for each of these families, it comes down to respect, acting mature, putting children first, things so simple but hard to practice, like the golden rule. That so many families are doing this well is a message not often heard this holiday season. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.